99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. We give you these stories so you can go about your day. And if you cannot do this, you can at least give yourself a little gold star and a thumbs up and say, you know what? At least I didn't do this, right?
Sure.
If you can manage to make it through the day without, getting naked and perching atop a railroad sign, you're doing okay.
Why are we doing that?
Yeah, we don't know.
Oh, okay.
Brandon. Yep, Brandon okay. In Oregon got naked, spent the night perched on top of a railroad crossing sign in, it's the sign that has the X on it.
Yeah.
The crossing sign, yeah. So he was on top of it? Like an owl on top of it. Yes, allegedly exposed himself to some bystanders as they were going by and began throwing rocks at them. I'm not really sure where he found the rocks.
That's not a wide platform.
Or
either.
Where he stored the rocks.
It sounds uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's not a platform.
Okay.
It's not made for perching.
It's not like he is on a billboard or anything.
So Brandon spent about 12 hours on top of this.
He was on it for 12 hours?
Yeah, got down, tried to run away from police. They apprehended him with the K-9 unit and owl.
Ooh.
And he got arrested on multiple charges. No word again why he was naked on the pole.
If this was a lost bet, he better get some new friends.
That's true.
I mean,
you know,
for reals.
And look, I don't know if that was a working railroad either. Like, if the railroad company knew that he was naked and perched on that little sign, if they were diverting trains.
Let's
or
not go through there.
Or if he was, maybe it was not working properly.
Maybe and he was protesting.
And he was trying to use his own little staff to raise and lower to indicate that the train was going to be passing by.
Maybe he was performing a public service, like safety.
That's
guys,
what I'm saying.
This is not working properly. I'm going to be right here. I'm going to look out for you.
Instead, his own little crossing arm.
All right.
Okay. Warning.
Okay.
My warning.
Again, these are all just possibility. We weren't there.
I don't know.
He hasn't told us.
I don't know.
So we're
just
guessing.
You know.
Okay.
Tie a little red bow on the end of it.
Oh, God.
To indicate
right
that this is
lights. He doesn't have natural lights. Right.
Not like Rudolph.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Anyways, Brandon is an example of what not to do here. Okay.
Kind of an amazing feat, though. If he's going to stay perched up there for 12 hours, that sounds difficult.
Yeah, he's probably got a good core.
The degree of difficulty sounds real high.
So
impressive there.
In a town full of railroad crossings.
Yeah.
Let's not be Brandon, guys. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting naked and perching atop a railroad sign and throwing rocks at people as they pass, exposing themselves, you're doing okay.
Yeah, that's never good.
There you go. Naked and setting the bar, making the show here on 99.7 DJX.